Dr. Flack, thanks very much for being here with us today.
You're welcome, as always, Aaron.
We're talking about the school board meeting, which we actually just wrapped up here. And one of the first things that I wanted to talk about is of public interest, of course, is the cornerstone from the original Knoxville High School, the 1916 cornerstone. And the school board discussed today about the plans to adapt it into a sign, something that you presented the board. And just talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we received some information from a mason and a person who has done some work for us in the past on brick repair and so forth in our buildings. And we asked him to put together a design, although Jeff Sinnott and I had put together a rough design. We'd shared that with the board, and the board had given some tentative approval a few months ago. What we want to do is incorporate that 1916 cornerstone with a 1954 stone designating or commemorating, I guess, the what many people call the old high school, and then also a 1996 stone to commemorate when we entered the new high school. Put all three of those stones together, surround them with brick, and make a real nice sign out by the high school on the southeast corner. We'll light it, put some plantings out there, and hopefully have a real nice welcome sign for the high school.
And it's just kind of a cool way to commemorate the history of the school district, really.
Yeah, I think it'll be kind of neat to have all three high schools commemorated and the dates of construction depicted in one place.
Discussion today was further discussion on the code of conduct policies, and something that Mr. Crawford and Coach Wilson and many others have spent a lot of time kind of ironing out the details. And it was another step was taken today, some more presentation and discussion with the board. And it sounds like some things are getting pretty close to being set in stone. It's just got to become more official policy worded and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work done from the previous meeting when this was discussed. We wanted to make the policies a lot more uniform, make sure they were clearly worded, make sure they were consistent with what's in the student handbook and so forth. Mr. Crawford and Mr. Wilson put together a proposal for a five-step or a five-violation policy, if you want to call it that, to give students plenty of opportunities to continue to participate in student activities, because I think most people realize how important activities are to students in high school. Naturally, education and learning are more important, but still that all-around participation in school activities makes for a well-rounded student as well. So, the policy is in pretty good shape right now. We'll have our attorney go through it one last time and then present it to the board either in July or August, depending on how soon we can get that taken care of.
All right. Also, if some policies were adapted today having to do with technology, those are just policies, just some changes after a year of the one-to-one program. It seemed like you guys found out some details that needed to be fixed, ironed out a little bit, that sort of thing. So just some small adjustments made there.
Yeah, most of those adjustments were made in the second May meeting as far as taking care of your equipment and that kind of thing. Today's meeting, the primary changes in the technology policies were to make sure that we're educating our students on the problems associated with cyberbullying. And we want to make sure that all students realize that that's a very important aspect of our policies and that we simply won't accept that. It's no different than bullying or harassment person to person or over the phone or anything else. It's something that we'll take seriously.
And then finally today, I guess, as we wrap up, professional development, Jill Van Workum talked a little bit about that, laid out the schedule. And again, just for parents to know, these days, I know that she said they're very crucial, that they've learned a lot and they've been using a lot of these days to integrate that technology into the classroom. And they're very key to what the district does.
Yeah, the professional development plan that we'll continue with and help grow for next year really talks about teaching skills and how we can best meet the needs of our students. You know, technology doesn't drive our curriculum. Technology doesn't drive our instruction. Instruction needs to drive the use of technology. We want to make sure that our teachers have the skills to best meet the needs of our students. Sometimes that includes the use and extensive use of technology. Sometimes it doesn't. So we want to make sure that all of our staff, our new staff, and we'll have, you know, 10 or 12 new teachers next year, and our experienced staff all have those skills that they need to enhance learning opportunities for our kids.
And actually, that's talking about new teachers, I saw another three or four teachers hired today. That process continues to go along, it looks like.
Yes, we still have about four positions left to fill. A few more positions to fill this year, and sometimes it's very difficult to fill positions, especially at the high school level, because it's kind of funny. It seems like dozens of schools in the state of Iowa are looking for the same positions, and usually those positions are those that have fewer students certified to teach them after graduating from college.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just hope everybody has an enjoyable summer. I hate to say it, but it won't be too long till we'll be thinking about getting back to school. You know, as we draw closer to the county fair and the nationals and the state fair, then we get into it a lot more. But, you know, we have an awful lot of teachers and an awful lot of administrators who are continuing in their education this summer and preparing themselves for the school year right now.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Dr. Fleck.
Thank you, Aaron.